Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome to today's Daf, which is Yuma Samach Aleph. We begin at the two dots, which are seven lines from the top of the Amud. It says the Gemara V'chein B'Heichel, V'chein B'Mizbeach V'chul. The Mishnah spoke about the three phases of the Hazois, Par, V'Soir, Shem HaKippurim. We have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have the Heichel, and finally on the Mizbeach itself. The Gemara presents a pasuk speaking about these Hazois, which will tell us that the point of these Hazois is to address any possible Tumah which may have occurred in any one of those three locations. Tumas, Migdash, or Kadoshev. Tana Rabbanu says the Braisa, the pasuk reads as follows, V'chiper es Migdash HaKodesh. This is referring to the Hazois which take place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Zelefnai V'lefnim. The purpose of those Hazois is to be Machaper es Migdash HaKodesh, to address any possible Tumah which may have occurred inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pasuk continues, V'es Oyel Mayit, says the Braisa, Zeheichol. That's the next phase of the Hazois, in the Heichel itself, coming to be Machaper, any Tumah which may have occurred there. The pasuk continues, V'es HaMizbeach Yichaper, explains the Braisa, Mizbeach is Kemashmoy, literally the Mizbeach. So the Hazois on the Mizbeach will address any Tumah which may have occurred during Avodah of the Kohen on the Mizbeach. We're speaking about the Tumas which may have occurred throughout the year in any one of these locations. So the Hazois Zam in these respective locations will address and cleanse those areas of any possible Tumah. The pasuk continues with the word Yechaper. Says the Braisa, Elu Azoris. It's coming to include any Tumah which may have occurred in the Azoris. The pasuk continues, Ve'al HaKoyhanim. I'll just continue the pasuk. Ve'al HaKoyhanim, Ve'al Kol Am HaKol Yichaper. Says the Braisa, HaKoyhanim Kimashmoin. Literally the Koyhanim, coming to be Mechaper on the Koyhanim. Am HaKol Elu Yisrael. And the last word, Yichaper, Elu HaLevim. Now, of course, pertaining to Tumas Migdash HaKadoshim, you cannot say that Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim derived their kapara from the same source. We know that it's not so. The Kehanim have their korban, the par, which the Kohen Gadol brings, which addresses himself, his family, and the Kehanim's misdeeds, their Tumas Migdash HaKadoshim. Whereas the Yisraelim, they get their kapara for Tumas Migdash from the Sayer. Sar Lashem, Sar Lachatos, Sar Nasa Bifnim. So what does the Braisa here mean? What does the Pasuk mean? That the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim will get their Kapara from the same source. Hushvu Kulon L'Kapara Achas. That the fact that the Pasuk concludes with the word Yichaper, which sort of bundles them all together, that's indicative of a single source of kapara for all three, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisrael. What does that mean? They're all hushva kulan. They're all equated as one, l'chapara achas, to derive their kapara from one source. Says the Braisa, apparently we're speaking about something else. We're not speaking about Tumas Migdash, in which case each segment of Yisrael are dressed differently. The Kohanim get their kapara from the par, the Yisraelim from the sur. Rather, we're speaking about be mechaper other averus, shekulan meschapern b'soir hamishtaleach. They will all get their kapara equally from the other sir, the sir that sent out to the midbar, the sir la'azazel b'shar averus, pertaining to other averus. So again, regarding tumas migdash or kedoshav, tumas which are averus which are migdash related, tumah related, then the kohanim get their kapara from the par, the Yisraelim from the Sa'ir Lashem. When it comes to Shor Averis, any other misdeeds, any other Averis, then all of Yisrael are equal and the same. They get the Kapara from that Sa'ir Lazazel, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He holds that Kohanim, they don't get Kapara from Sa'ir Amishtaleach. That's unique to Yisrael. Rather, they get their entire Kapara, be it Tumas Migdash HaKadoshav, be it other Averis, they get their kapara from the par. But remember, there are two parts to the par. There is the hazois dama par, and then there's the vidui on the par. And each one will accomplish another element of kapara on behalf of the kayanim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Keshem shadam hanas hasoyer, hanas bifnim, mechaper al Yisrael, betumas migdash kedoshav. Just as we've established with certainty that when it comes to the kapara of Yisrael pertaining to their tumas migdash kedoshav, various which are related to bimetamid the migdash. Where does the Yisrael get his kapara from? From the hazor of the dam of the soyer, the soyer lashem, soyer chatas. Likewise, the kohanim get their kapara for this misdeed, for tumas migdash, from their dam, from their par. Kach dam par, mechapar al kohanim betumas migdash kedosh. That's a given. Adds Reb Shimon. Ukeshem shevidui shel soyer mishtaleach, mechapar al Yisrael. B'shar Averis, just like when it comes to Yisrael, by other Averis, where did the Yisrael get their kapara from? From the vidui of the Sarah Mishtaleach. Likewise, the Kayhanim will get their kapara for other Averis from the vidui on their par. They don't need the Sarah Mishtaleach. Kach vidui shel par mechaper ala Kayhanim b'shar Averis. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Sora Mishtalech is uniquely for Kaparas Yisroel. Where will Kalihanim get their Kapara for other Averis? Says Reb Shimon, there are two parts to the Par. There are two Kapara elements contained within a Par. There's Azoas Adam, that's going to address the Tumas Migdash of the Kalihanim. And then there's the Vidui on the Par, and that will address their other Averis. So, conclusion. Regarding Yisrael, it's pretty clear that Yisrael gets their kapara from the Soir Lashem, that's to address the Tumas Migdash Kedoshav, and for Shar Averis from the Soir Lazazel. Regarding Kayhanim, we have Machlekes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Migdash Kedoshav will be addressed by the Par, and Shar Averis, they will get kapara through the Soir Lazazel, just like Yisrael. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kehanim get their entire kapara exclusively from their par. But the two parts, the kaparas are par. The Dama par will address the Tumas Mekdash Kedoshav. The Vidi par will address Sha'ar Averis. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. We discussed the three segments of Hazoyis, Dam, V'par, V'soyer, in the Kedosh HaKedoshim, V'Heichol, opposite the Boreiches, and Adam Ezbeach. And we treated them as three independent phases of Hazah, in which case, if something goes wrong, you don't have to go back to the previous phase. You just begin from where you're holding. Tana Rabbana Vekila Mechaper Sakodesh. Ze Lefnei V'Lefnim. It's referring to the Hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The next part of the Pasuk Oyel Moed. Ze Hechel. The next segment in the Hechel. Mizbeach, that's Kemashmoy, literally on the Mizbeach. And this teaches us, Melamed Shekulon Kaporo Kaporo Bifnei Atzmon. Every section is considered separate and independent of the other. In which case, if you have to start fresh, suppose the Dom gets spilled out, you don't have to go ahead and start, backtrack to the previous phase. What you've done, safely you've done. You might say the Kodesh HaGadoshim. Now you're in the Heichel. Start fresh from the Heichel. Each one is a separate kapara. Continues the Braisa. What about if something goes wrong in the middle of the Hazor, in the middle of the set, in the middle of the segment? You're holding at Hazor number 3, and there's Nishpach Hadam. Do you start fresh? Do you start from Hazor number 1? Or do you just pick up where you left off? We had a Machlekes, of course, between Rabbi Meir, who says you have to start from the beginning of that set. Whereas the Blazer of Shimon hold, no, you don't redo any Hazois, just pick it up where you left off. Mikan Amru, we learn from here, no san miktas, matone shebefnim. So Rashi points out that the Mikan Amru is not referring to the case where he's in the middle of a set, because that's actually a machlekes. But the Mikan Amru is referring to when he completed a set, he completed Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's now up to the Heichal. And now, something went amiss. The dam was nishbach. He has to go bring new dam, sheichet a new carbon, and have fresh dam. He doesn't have to go back to the previous phase. He just begins where he's holding at the heichel. But then the brisa continues to the next shiloh. What happens if he's in the middle of a set? Nasan miksas matanis shebifnim. He applied part of the matanis in the kodesh hakodashim. Nishbach adam, and then the dam was nishbach. Then we have a machlekes. Yovi dam acher v'yascha b'tchila matanis shebifnim. This is a mayor shita mentioned now mishnah. You have to bring new dam or a new par or a new sir, whatever it is, and start fresh from the beginning of that set, beginning of that segment. So in this case, it happened to Kodesh HaKadoshim. If it's a start, from Azor number one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Enei Maschil, Elbo Mimakim Shepasak. You begin exactly where you left off. You never repeat any Hazois. If you're at Hazor number four and something goes wrong, you pick it up from right there. Hazor number four. The Brisa continues. Suppose he completed everything in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Finish Bechadam, and then the Dam went missing. Yovida Macher, Yaskel, Batchila, Matanah Shebehechel, it brings new dam, and it begins from Matanah Shebehechel. There's no need to redo the Matanah Shekodesh HaKadoshim. As we mentioned, each one is a separate kapar. What happens if Nosan Miktas, Matanah Shebehechel, he applied part of the Matanah Shebehechel, Vinish Bechadam, and then the dam was Nishbach, Yovida Macher, Yaskel, Batchila, Behechel. He brings new dam and starts that segment anew. Rabbi Lezer, Shimon, Oimrim, no, Enei Maschil, El Makom Shel Pasuk. There's no need to go back to the beginning of that section. Rather, he just picks off where he left off. Gomer Matana Shebehechel V'Nishbach Adam. What if he completed everything in the Hechel? And then the Dam was Nishbach, Yovi Dam Acher, Yaschel Batchila, Matana Shemizbech. He brings new Dam and starts from the Mizbech. No, Sam Mitzas Matana Shemizbech, V'Nishbach Adam. What if in the middle of Matana Shemizbech, something goes wrong? Yovi dam acher, yaschel betchila, matanis ha-mizbeach. It's bring new dam and start the mizbeach fresh. Reb Lez, Reb Shimon Oimer, mimakom shel pasuk, u'masel. There's no need to go back to the beginning of that segment. Rather, you just pick off where you left off. Goma matanis shebemizbeach v'nishbech adam. What if he completed everything on the mizbeach? The kronos, the hazois on the mizbeach, and then the dam was nishbach. He hadn't yet done the shirayim. Don't worry about it. Divrei HaKoyel leMa'akvi all agree, at least the Amoraim here, agree that Shirayim is not Mi'akev, and there's no need to bring new dam. So bottom line is, if you've completed a section, there's no need to go back to that section. That's agreed upon by all Shittos. So if he's finished the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's holding by the Heichel, and then Nishbach Adam, don't go back. Just start from the Heichel. The Shaila is if he's in the middle of a set, he's in the middle of the Hazoi Shebehechel, and then Nishbach Adam. Reb Meir says, I have to go back to the beginning of that section. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon say, no, you never repeat anything you did. Get new dam and start exactly where you left off. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ushneim Mikra Echadosh. It's interesting, Rabbi Yechanan used a similar term yesterday. You find many times that Amoraim will use a phrase over and over again. This is their catchphrase. Or Rabbi Yechanan Ushneim Mikra Echadorshu. Both these shittos were really based on the same pasuk. The pasuk says like this: Midam Chatas Akipurim Achas Bashana. That the pasuk says that Aaron Akoyin will be mechaper on the mizbeach. Midam Chatas Akipurim Achas Bashana. Two ways to learn the pasuk. Reb Meir Savar, Chatas Echos Amarti Loch, Leshtei Chatois. You could only accomplish a kapara using one chatas. Leshtei Chatois. You can't accomplish a kapara using two animals. Meaning, every phase, let's say the Heichel, cannot be comprised of two separate behemoths. Therefore, says Reb Meir, if the dam was nishbach in the middle of the hazois and the heichel, you have to bring a new chatas and start fresh to go back to the beginning of that set. You can't use two animals together to accomplish one kapara. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Savri, they darshan differently. instead of chatas echad in reference to the animal, chitoy echad. Omar tiloch v'loishni chitoyin. Chitoy is a lashon of hazah. I only allow you to make one chitoy. V'loishni chitoyin. No two hazahs. You can't redo what you did. So if he's a hazah number four and the dam was nishbach, just pick up exactly where you left off. So that explains the background, the basis of the machlokes between Rab Meir, who says you have to go back and begin that set anew, because each set can only be accomplished by one animal. Whereas the other shita say no, chitei echad, you can never repeat a hazah. So what you've done, and just continue exactly where you left off. Continues the Gemara. What happens when it comes to a Metzora? We find some similarity between the Lug Shemen Shel Metzora and the Dam of Yom Kippur. The Metzora would bring a Korban Asham, and together he would have a Lug Shemen, which would have to be a Tenufa. You have to do a Tenufa together with the Asham. And now that Lug Shemen would have several processes done to it, beginning with the Tenufa together with the Asham, of course. But then, similar to the Dam Yom Kippur, he would apply the Lug Shemen in many different ways. First, he would have Hazah towards the Heichel. That's the first thing. Next, he would apply some of that Shemen onto the thumbs and the large toe of the Metzor, his earlobe, Behoinois, we call it. The next phase would be anything left over would go on his head, poured on his head. And finally, anything remaining after that will be eaten by the Kehan. Now, what happens if something goes wrong? Somewhere in the middle, right? There are three distinct processes taking place here. Hazah towards the Hechel, the Matan Shemel Bahoinois, and the pouring on his head. So what happens here? We're going to have the same achlokes as we had in Yom Kippur. According to Rav Meir, you have to start fresh, beginning of that set, whereas according to the other shittas, no, just pick it up where you left off. Or do we say perhaps, look, Shemen Shematzer is different. Tanya, Omar Rabbi. Rabbi says like this, Li Chilek Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. My Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov, differentiated between Yom Kippur and Lugin, and the Lug Shemesh HaMetzora. Let's go over to Rashi. Off to the right. Li Chilek Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. Li Nosan Rabbi Yaakov Chiluk Belug Shemesh HaMetzora. Rabbi Yaakov tells me that Lug Shemesh HaMetzora is very different than Yom Kippur. Shelo Yuhushu L'matan Domem Shem HaKippur. It's different. What does he mean? Vishonali. And he explained to me like this. When it comes to the Lug Shemesh HaMetzora, there's no machlokes, there's no disagreement. When it comes to the different phases of the avoida pertaining to the Lug Shemen, Sheva Zoy Shebefnim, Umatam Bahoines, Deloy Amrinon Mimokum Sheposak, Meshoma Maschel. All agree in that case. You can't just pick up where you left off. You have to go back to the beginning of that. That phase, that segment. Why? Dechsiv, lug echad, shemen. We darshan lug echad amartiloch. Liyas akapora boy, v'loish ne lugin. All agree in this case. It needs to be lug echad, accomplishing that phase, that process, that segment in kapora. You can't accomplish a kapora segment comprised of two lugin. Doesn't work. Now, why is this different name Kippur? Says Rashi, very poshut. The awesome who idik lemidrash chiti echad amartiloch avalacha lekel memahachi. On Yom Kippur we had another way to darshan the pasuk. So Rav Meir said chatas echad, only one chatas can accomplish the entire segment. You can't combine two chatois to accomplish a kapar. But the other shittas disagreed. They said chiti echad, one hazah. Don't repeat the hazah. Mela, if you got stuck in the middle, just pick it up where you left off. That's on Yom Kippur. And that's the basis of their machlokes there. But by Lug Shemesh HaMetzora, we don't have that type of drasha, chitu echad. It says lug echad. One lug on its own could accomplish the kapara. You can't join together two lugin to bring about one result. And therefore over here, all agree. Says Rebbe, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, all agree that if something should go wrong with the Lug Shemen in the midst of a segment, you bring a new Lug and you start fresh from the beginning of that segment. Because each segment has to be brought about by only one Lug. It can't be comprised of two Lug. Continues the Gemara Veloy, is that so? That all agree. You start at the beginning of that section. There's no machlekes, v'atanya. We have a machlekes. Nosan miktsas matonis shebifnim. What if you applied several of the matonis shemen in the heichel? That was the first phase of the lug shemen. V'nishpach halug, and something went wrong with the lug in the middle. Yavi lug achar v'yaschel b'tchilab matonis shebheichel. He gets another lug, and where does he begin? At the beginning of that section. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Laz, Rabbi Shimon, no, there's no need. Just begin exactly where you left off. Continues the Braisa. Gomer Matonis Shebeichel, Vinishbach Lug. But if he completed the Matonis and Heichel, and then the Lugun is Nishbach, Yavi Lugacher, Vyaschel Batchila, Matonis Shebehoinis. So he gets a new Lug, and he proceeds to the Matonis on the Behoinis, on the thumbs of the Yimitzir. Nosa miktsas matanos bebohinus. What if he's already partially through that stage, and then finished bachaluk? Yavi lug achav yaschal betchila matanos bebohinus. He gets a hold of another lug, and he begins the matanos bebohinus anew. Have to go back to the beginning of that track. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, no need. Makom shepasuk maaschal. Exactly where he stopped. That's where he picks up. Continues the brisa. Gomer matanos bebohinus finished bachaluk. What if he completed the behindness and then the lug got spilled out? Don't worry about it. Divrei HaKohel all agree matanos haresh lo ma'akvis. The fact that he hadn't poured the oil on the head of the matzor, that's not mi'akvim. The Gemara soon will give us the reason for that. Pretty clear that even when it comes to lug, we have a machlokes. Between Rav Meir says, backtrack to the beginning of that section, because each section can only use one lug. You can't use a combined two lug to accomplish one kapar. Rulezer Shimon disagree. They apply the same concept of Yom Kippur to the Mitzvah. You don't redo something already done. Now, although they don't really have a pasuk here, as Mepharshim explained, it's a binyan av. We draw a comparison, we connect Yom Kippur to Mitzvah. We don't redo something already done. So what does Rebbe mean? Rebbe says, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov tells me, all agree by Metzerah, you have to backtrack. But a Braisa, clearly indicating otherwise. Says Mar Ema, let's reword Rebbe's statement. It's meant to read as follows. Li Shana Rabbi Yaakov Belugin. Indeed, Rabbi Yaakov, my Rebbe, taught me that even when it comes to Lugin, the same Machlekes applies. So in short, we discussed cases of Nishbach, Nishbach Adam, and Nishbach HaShemen. When it comes to Nishbach Adam, which is Par B'Sur, Shem HaKippurim, well, we learned that Kodesh HaKadoshim, Heichel, Mizbeach are really independent entities. So there's never a need to go back to the previous phase. What you've done, you've done. The question is, what if it's in the middle of a phase, the middle of a segment? Now we have a machlekes. Remeir says, you have to go back to the beginning of that phase, whether it's the beginning of Bifnim, beginning of Behechel, beginning of the Mizbeach, because it says Chatas. Medam Chatas HaKippurim, we learn Chatas Achas. Each segment can only make use of one Chatas. It can't combine, can't join together two behemoths to bring about the Kapara of one segment. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, Chito Yachat. You never redo any hazah. It's one hazah and that's it. And therefore they say, Mimakam Shepasak Shomo Masal. Pick up exactly where you left off. And when it comes to the Nishbach HaShemen of the Metzorah, there as well, the Gemara concludes, the same machlekes applies. Rabbi Meir will say, if something goes wrong in the middle of a segment, go back to the beginning of that segment. So you go back to the beginning of Bifnim, beginning of the behindness. But according to the other shittas, you maschal exactly in makam shepasak. The Gemara concludes, that when it comes to the Matana Shabarosh, all agree that's not Ma'akiv. The Gemara soon will tell us because it's Shiori Shiraim, and therefore it's not Ma'akiv. So let's see. Continues the Gemara, Amar, we just learned, Matana Shabarosh ain't Ma'akvis. That last part is not Ma'akiv. So if he did the Hazois on the Hechel, he did the Matan Shemar on the Behoinais, and he's holding him a Matana Shabarosh, that's not Ma'akiv. My time of why? Ilay Mabishun Duchse, Vanoisar Mina Shemin. Pasuk says, whatever is left behind from the behinos, place on the Rosh of the Metzor, which perhaps indicates that it's not absolute. If you have some left over, good. Otherwise, it's not Miyakiv. Really? Vahnoisa denotes something which is not Miyakiv? El Mi'ata Vahnoiseres Me'amincha. Hachinamid Lo Me'akvi. Pasuk says that the remnants after the Kmitza, that Noisar goes to Aaron Abanav. And we know that if the Shiraim left behind after the Kmitza goes missing before Haktori, you cannot be marked to the Kmitz. Because the Kmitz and the Shiraim are really two parts of the same entity. And they're both important. Although the Pasuk refers to the leftovers as Vanoiseres, it doesn't mean it's any less important. So why over here would you say V'hanoisa min Hashemen, whatever is left over from the Matan Bohines, isn't meant to be poured on the Roish of the Metzora? It's not critical because it's V'hanoisa, just leftovers. Says the Gemara here, it's different. Shani Hasam Dechziv Umi Yeser V'hanoisa. You see, it's already a double Shiraim. The first phase of the Matanis, Dam, Shemen and Metzora were in the Heichel. The Pasuk says, Umi Yeser, leftovers of that will be placed on the behinos of the Mitzvah. Then the Pasuk continues, V'hanoisar min Hashemen, and anything left over beyond that, it's already leftovers of leftovers, Yitein al Roish HaMitar, he's meant to place on the head of the Mitzvah. So the fact that the Torah refers to it as a leftover, over leftover, that's already a double downgrade, and therefore we learn that it's not mi'akeh, b'chatchil, if you have it, you do it, but it's not critical to the tahara of the mitzur. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Asham mitzura sheshachtei shelo lishmoy. Now the mitzur is meant to bring an asham for his kapara, for his tahara. Suppose they did the shechita shelo lishmoy. He had something else in mind. He did it for the sake of an oila, sake of a shlomim. And the halacha is that when that happens, the carbon is still kosher. But as we learn in the beginning of Zvachim, lo yolu labalum l'shem choiva, it doesn't count for him. He's not credited with that carbon. He has to bring another one. So mitzad the carbon, it's kosher, even shalei l'shmoy. An asham shalei l'shmoy is kosher. But the mitzvah doesn't really have any benefit from it. He can't count on it as part of his tahara process. He has to compensate with another carbon. Says the Gemara, Asham Metzora Sheshachta Shlo Lishmoy. So what happens, indeed, if it was Shlo Lishmoy? Can he go ahead and bring another one? Banu L'machloikes? Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon? That's more actually, this is related to our previous discussion. It will be dependent on that machloikes between Rabbi Meir and the Blazer Shimon, when it comes to the Daman Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Luke Shemesh Metzora, what's the connection between one and the other? The Gemara is going to draw out a concept from that Machlokes, which will be applicable here. How's that? Rameyu de Amar Yavi, Dama Yavi Achavi Yascha Batchila. Rameyu, who was the one who said that if something goes wrong in the middle of the Azois, right, he's holding Moldi Hechel. 1, 2, 3, 4, boom. The dam was nishbach. Says Rav Meir, start from scratch. Start from the beginning of that set. Yavi achav yaschav batchila. So apparently he holds that an incomplete process is not counted. Here as well says the Gemara, hachanami. This is an incomplete process. This asham doesn't really count for this mitzvah. And therefore, yavi achar v'yishchot. He simply brings another one and starts fresh because as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, he had nothing from the first Asham, which was Shlo Lishmoy. It was an incomplete process. It doesn't really count for much. However, according to them, that if you're stuck in the middle of the Hazor process, you're holding at number 4, and something goes amiss, you bring new dam, you pick it up right there. Apparently, they hold that even an incomplete process is reckoned with. It counts somewhat. You can't just ignore it. It's not completely worthless. In this case, says the Gemara, if the Asham had a Mitzvah, had an Asham Shelo Lishmoy, there's something there. The carbon was kosher. You can't just ignore it. You can't just do away with it completely. He has no remedy. There's nothing he can do. He's stuck. Why? He can't just bring a new one. Because the Torah says bring only one. He already brought one. End of the day, he doesn't have much from it because it was Shlo Lishmoy, so he's stuck. He's in limbo. Let's go over to Rashi, off to the left. Says Rashi, the fact that they hold that you never go back to the beginning of a section, you just continue where you left off. Come on, you don't say Kemanda Lesa Dami, something which is incomplete doesn't count. Hachanami. Here as well, by the Asham Shelo Lishmoy Chashivai, it has Chashivas. If that's the case, you can't just replace it with somebody else. You can't just bring another Asham replacement. You can only bring one and not two. He already has one in his pocket. Okay, you don't have the pasuk of chiti echad, so there's no way to go ahead and say pick it up right where you left off. So bottom line is you can't just pick it up right where you left off because the ashen doesn't really count. It's shlo lishmoy, and go back and just bring another one. Pasuk says kevas echad, only one. He already has one, and letakana. He's in limbo. He can't bring another one. And he's not yaitzeh with this one. Continues the Gemara. Maskefloi Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda challenges Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon maintains that according to Rabbi Meir, easy way out. Just bring another one. Because an incomplete Asham doesn't really count. It was only according to the other Shita that he's in trouble. According to Rabbi Meir, easy solution. Says Rav Chisda, even according to Rabbi Meir, we really don't have a way out for this mitzvah. Va'oisei k'siv. Pasuk says, v'hikrev oisei la'asham. That asham, which underwent the tenufa process with the look, that's the one to be brought for the mitzvah. Now, you already used that one. That was shlo lishmoy. Too late. You can't bring another one. Kasha. So we leave it as a kasha on Rabbi Yechon. But in any case, Rabbi Yechon maintained that, according to Rabbi Meir at least, just bring another one. Tanya, can I say to Rabbi Yechon, we actually have a rai from a braisa to Rabbi Yechon. If something went wrong with the Asham, or he failed to place the dam of the Asham on the Bahinois, on the thumbs of the Metzorah, it counts, it's kosher. V'ton nesachim, you have to add nesachim to the asham. It's like any other asham mitzvah. V'tzarech asham acher lachshira, and you have to bring another one to complete the tahara process of the mitzvah lachshira, to enable him to eat kachim. So on the one hand, the carbon is kosher, because even if the process was not complete, it's still a kosher asham. But he needs a properly made asham. Says right to Rabbi Yechonah, there is at least one sheet that it holds. He can just go ahead and bring another one instead of the first one. Rav Chisda Amlach, Rav Chisda will respond to you. When the Braisa says v'tzarech asham acher, doesn't mean literally that he can bring another one. My tzarech, tzarech means tzarech v'ele takana. It means theoretically he needs another one because this one doesn't really count for him. V'ele takana, he doesn't really have a practical method of doing it. Because, on the one hand, he wasn't Yotze. On the other hand, that was the Asham, which went through the Tnufa process with the Loik Shemen. And the Pasuk says, you can only bring that one, Oisai. You can't just bring another one in its stead. Let's stop for a second and summarize this piece in the Gemara. We spoke about the Asham Metzora. Sheshachta Shlo Lishmoi. We have Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Yechonah says, well, it depends on the Tanoim mentioned earlier. According to Rabbi Meir, that an incomplete Hazo'ah process, such as Yom Kippur, when he's at Hazabra number 4, and something goes wrong with the dam, it doesn't count. He has to start fresh. Therefore, here as well, this Asham Metzor Shlo Lishmoi doesn't really count. At least as far as the Metzor is concerned, he doesn't have much from it. It's an incomplete process. Just bring another one and start fresh. Well, it's according to Rosh Shimon and Litakana, because they hold that whatever you've done counts, even if you never completed the process. Just as we find Yom Kippur with the Dam, we find by the Luk Shemen Shematzura. Even if he's in the middle of that segment, we never redo something. Whatever was done, even incompletely, counts, has value. You can't just redo it. In our case, we have an Asham. Although with Shloi Lishmai, it still is an Asham. And therefore, we say Asham Echad, Vleishti Asham is, we can't bring another one. According to Rav Chizda, all agree. In this case, Ein Le Takan. Because the Pasuk says, V'yikir Oisai La'asham. What's Oisai? That very animal, which underwent the Tnufa process with the Lukshemen, that's the one to be brought. You can't bring another one in its place. So if that one didn't count, then that's then he's stuck. He can't bring another one. So he can never completely be machshir himself for kachim. Continues the Gemara. So Rav Chizda says that sorech, the word sorech in the Brayos doesn't mean that he couldn't bring another one. It means theoretically he needs it. He's in need, but it really isn't a practical way of actualizing that need. Really? Would the Brayos use the word sorech in this context? V'tani Tana, would the Tana state use the word sorech in the context of ve'en li takana? Well, yeah, and we do find another example which Tzorech is used in this context. Vatani, as we learned in the Brayos, Nazir Memurat. A Nazir at the end of his Nazirus has to shave his hair. Suppose he's Memurat, he's bald. He can't really undergo the shaving process. There's nothing to cut. What do we do? Bishama Imim Tzorech Havoras Tar. They hold that you take a razor and you run it over his head, even though there's no hair. You do a symbolic shaving process. But still, ain't tzorech avaras tar. There's no need to do that. End quote. That's the price. Va'amar Ravi Avina, k'she'omrim be'shamay tzorech. When be'shamay used the word tzorech, tzorech avaras tar, what they really meant was tzorech. He needs to shave himself, but he really doesn't have a practical way of doing it. Meaning, you can't. You can't do a symbolic a shaving with a razor. There's nothing to cut. It's not called a shave. So, according to this pshat, Rabbi Avinu's pshat, Beishamai, when they use the word tzorech avaras tar, they mean, theoretically, he has to shave himself, but he can't. So this Nazir fellow has no takana. He has no practical way of concluding his Nazirus properly. So here's an example of tzorech, which really means enli takana. This is in support of Rav Chizda, who maintained likewise when it comes to the Asham Metzor Shlo Lishmoi. When the Brayos says tzorech Asham Acher, it means he needs another one, but he can't bring it. Upliga de Rabbi Pdas says it more actually this interpretation of Beishamai, that tzorech means he's stuck, is in disagreement with Rabbi Pdas's way of explaining Beishamai. He had a different way to explain Beishamai. The Amar Pdas, Beishamai, Rabbi Lazar, Amar Davar Echad. The Beishamai and Rabbi Lazar are pretty much in line with each other, which means that although the Torah speaks about taking a shave, but we can go ahead and adapt it according to circumstances. Torah meant, well, if he has what to shave, he should shave. But otherwise, if he has no hair to cut, let him just go through the symbolic shaving process. Havaras tar, just run the razor over his head. And Beishama and Rabbi Lezer both concur that at times you can go ahead and adapt, reinterpret the psukim according to circumstance. Beishama hodamar, Beishama is, as we just said, that zarech doesn't mean like Rav Chisda. He needs to shave his hair, but he can't. And therefore he's stuck. Actually, the opposite. Zarech havaras tar means all he needs to do is to go through some sort of symbolic shaving procedure, take the tar and run it over his bald head. And somehow he's yaitse, what the pasuk had in mind. If you have a hair, cut your hair. Otherwise, that's sufficient. So that's Beishamai. Rabbi Lazar, where do we find him? There's not. Ein loy boyin yad uboyin regel. Ein loy tahara ilamis. If the Mitzrayim is missing a thumb, boyin yad, or a large toe, ein loy tahara ilamis. He can never complete the tahara because the dam, the shema, needs to be placed on that location. Rabbi Lazar, I mean, no. That's not what the Torah meant. No, it's not. No, come here, yaitse. If you have a thumb, fine. If he doesn't have a thumb, well, the Torah meant was place it as close as possible to the thumb. That's okay. So we reinterpret the psukim based on circumstance. Even if he placed the dam or the shemen on his left thumb, that's also fine. So according to this approach, which is Rabbi Pdas, we don't have to follow the pasuk literally. And Beishamai, when they used the word Zarech Havaras Tar, all they meant was just go through some symbolic shaving process, which is similar to Rabbi Lezer says, if he has no boyin yad, boyin regal, just put it as close as possible to that location. So this is Rabbi Das, whereas Rabbi Chisda apparently held differently. He held that when Beishamai spoke about Zarech Havaras Tar, they meant he needs to take a shave. But since he can't, he has no hair to cut, and like Takana, this was in line with Rav Chisda earlier, that the Asher Metzera, which was done Shalei Lishmai, is really not going to count for the Metzera, and he needs another one, but needs means he's stuck. There's a need without any way of actually bringing it into reality. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbana, V'lokach Midama Asher. Now the Pasuk is describing the Kabbalah's Dam of the Asher. Yochab kli, perhaps he's going to use a kli, just like the Kabbalah stam of any other carbon. Tamer lemi v'nasam. Pasuk says v'lokach hakoyim dam asham v'nasan hakoyin al tunuch oizin amitar. Then the kohen proceeds to place that dam on his earlobe, on his thumbs, and we learn a connection. Ma nasin ba'asma shel kohen. Just as the nasin of that dam happens manually, ba'asma shel kohen, the actual kohen himself, he uses his finger for that. Likewise, the lekicha v'lokach midam is without a kli. He literally is makabel adam in his hands. Now Tosis asks, why do we all make this connection over here? We find by chatos that the hazah is done with his finger, and still the Kabbalah uses a kli. Tosis says because by chatos we have many mentionings of v'lokach, which is indicative of the need to use a kli. But here it's only once, v'lokach hakoyim b'dama asham, v'nasan hakoyim al tznuch. So the pasuk here is describing it in one swoop, the v'lokach v'nasan, and we connect it to just as v'nasan is literally ba'atzma shel kohen without any tool, likewise the lekicha of the dam, the kabbal of dam, is directly into the hands of the kohen. Yochal af l'mizbeach kein, perhaps. This concept applies to the dam which will be applied to the Mizbeach as well. You see, the Dam of the Asham, Metzora, has a double function. Part of it goes in the Mizbeach, like any other Asham. Part of it arrives onto the Tanuch, and the Bayin of the Asham. So when it comes to the Dam placed onto the Asham, we learn it has to be done manually. The Kabbalah and the Nesin. What about the Dam going onto the Mizbeach? Perhaps there as well. There's no Kli involved. Tamulayim Kikachatos. Ha'asham hu. Pasuk says that this Asham is like Chatas, Kika Chatas Ashamu. We draw that parallel, Ma Chatas tunically, just as your typical Chatas requires a Kli by Kabbalah. Rashi brings that all Kabbanis, through a Hekesh, learn that you have to have a Kabbalah's Kli. Af Asham ton Kli, likewise Asham needs a Kli. So which way is it? Kli? Kabbalah's Bekli or Kabbalah Biyad? Says one into Sato Aimer. We can conclude from here that Asham Mitzvah, Shnei Kehanim, Kabbalah Mazdama. Indeed, there are two parts of the Kabbalah. Two Kehanim are involved. Echad Biyad, one receives Dam in his hands. Vechad Bekli, one does Kabbalah Bekli. Zeh Shekibah Bekli, the one that does Kabbalah Bekli, Baloi Eitzel Mizbech, will approach the Mizbech and apply the Dam there. Vezeh Shekibah Biyad, and the Kohen, which is Mekabal Dam in his hands, Bala Eitzel Mitzvah will approach the Mitzvah and apply the Dam manually onto the Mitzvah. So we have two separate parts of the Dam Mitzvah, Dam Asher Mitzvah. We have the one that's in Skabal Bekli, which goes in the Mizbeach. That's the Kli Sharis, which prepares the Dam for the Mizbeach. Whereas the Dam, which is going to end up on the Mitzvah, is in the Skabal Beyad. And everything is done manually, the Kabbalah and the Nasim. Continues more to Tanan Hasam. We note in the Mishnah elsewhere, we have the power of research in Kippur. After the Hazor, what do we do with it? We take it mechutz lamachna and we burn it. The Kehanim, the people who transport that behemoth, their begotten become tummy through that process. Now the shaila is, in the case where some mishap occurs throughout the process of the Hazor. Suppose the dam was nishpach. In the middle of the Hazor is nihech. You have to go get new dam. Shecht a new carbon, get new dam. Suppose this happens 2-3 times over. Will this halacha of strefa beis hadeshen, this halacha of tumas begadim, apply to all those animals? Says the Braisa, yes. V'chulon mitamen begadim v'nesraf beis hadeshen divrei Rav Shimon. So Mishnah tells us, according to Rav Shimon, all the Kabbanis will have the same halach. While transporting any one of those parvisers, the begadim become tamei. All of them need to be taken out to be nisraf beis hadeshen. They all have equal value. V'chacham ha'imrim, no. Ein mitamen begadim v'nesraf beis hadeshen ala achrayim. Only the last and final one will have this halacha. Hoyl v'gomar boy kapar. Since he concluded that he finished the kapara process with this animal, this has the most significance of all, this has the most chashivas, this is considered the ikar machaper, and these halachas only apply to this carbon, so this one has to be brought out of beis hadeshen, and while transporting this one, the begadim become tamei, but doesn't apply to the previous par, previous sur, which were used throughout the process, because they were not at the last phase of Kapara, which is the most important part of the Kapara, and therefore they don't have this halach. Okay, time to go over some main points of today's daf. We began discussing the Kapara of the Kehanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. We had a machlokes. When it comes to the Yisraelim, all agree that how do they get Kapara? For Tumas Migdash HaKadosh, for Tumas which occur in the Beis HaMikdash, they get the Kapara from the Sar LaHashem. For Shar Averis, Yisrael get Kapara from the Sar LaZazel. When it comes to Kehana, we have Machlekes. Kod Rabbi Yehuda, the Par is Machaper for Tumas Migdash HaKadosh. But when it comes to Shar Averis, they share the Sar LaZazel with all of Yisrael. And that's where they get the Kapara from. Kod Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim don't get Kapara from Sar LaZazel at all. Everything's coming from the Par. Because there are two parts of the Par is Kapara. There's the Dam Par, which addresses Tumas Migdash Kedoshim. Then there's the Vidui done with that Par. It's a separate Kapara, Vidui Dvarim, which brings about Kapara for Shar Averis, for the Kohanim. We learned that the Hazois and the Kedosh HaKedoshim are separate from the Hechel, which are separate from the Mizbeach. So if he completes one segment, there's no need to ever go back and redo that segment. What if there's a nishpach, hadam, in the middle of a segment? What do you do then? According to Rav Meir, you have to go back to the beginning of that section. what the beginning of Bifnim, beginning of Behechel, beginning of Mizbeach. We learn from the Pasuk Medam Chatas HaKippurim. Each segment must be accomplished by only one behemoth. It can't be comprised of a combination of two behemoths. So you have to go back to the beginning of that section with a fresh chatas. Rabbi Shimon say, no, chiti echad amarti loch. Only one hazah, you never repeat a hazah. Once done, it's done. And therefore, you just pick up exactly from makim shepasak, even if it's in the middle of a section. The Gemara said, likewise, by the luk shemesh ha-matzera, if something goes wrong. Ramea says, you begin at the beginning of that section. By luk shemen, we have two distinct segments. We have the hazois and the hechel, we have the matan behoines. So you always go back to the beginning of that section, bifnim or behoines. According to the other shittas, no, you just pick up exactly where you left off. The Gemara concludes that all agree matonis harosh, which is the third phase of the kapara with the luk shemen, that's certainly not me'akiv, because that's shiori shirayim, leftovers of leftovers, a double downgrade, doesn't have the same chashivas as the other parts of the process, and it's not miyak. We proceeded with an asham mitzera sheshachti shalishmoy. Of course, the asham technically is kosher, but the mitzera doesn't really have much out of it. It's not oyle l'shem chayva. So what do we do now? Can I bring another one, or is he stuck? Rabbi Yechon says, well, it depends. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that an incomplete process doesn't really count. The fact is, he holds that if you get stuck in the middle of the hazois, you have to begin from the beginning of that section. In this case as well, the Asham Shleil Shmoy, since it's an incomplete process as far as the Mitzur is concerned, we don't count it. It cancels out, and as far as he's concerned, he just brings another one and starts anew. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they hold Enli Takana, because even an incomplete process carries weight, has value. The fact is, they hold that if you're in the middle of a hazor process, if you're holding it at number four, you never go back, you never backtrack to number one, because even though it was incomplete, it has value. It was implemented. And therefore, here as well, you have an asher mitzvah which technically is kosher. And the pasuk says, keves echad. You can only bring one. You already brought one. You can't bring another one. Ein le takan. According to Chizda, all agree. In this case, ein le takana. Because the pasuk says v'ikir of oisai, which asham is he meant to bring? The one which went through the trufa process with the luk. You can't bring another one, and therefore Kotev Chizda all agree that ein le'takana. Now we had a raya from a brisa to Rabbi Yechonon. Asham mitzerish le'lishmoy, it doesn't really count, so you have to bring another one. So we see you can bring another one. Rabbi Chizda says tzarech means he needs to bring another one, but he's stuck. He can't tzarech ein le'takana. In fact, we find a similar case by a nozer who can't take a haircut, where according to Rav Chizda, tzarech havaras tar means he needs to take a haircut, but he's stuck. And he has no practical way of solving that dilemma. Whereas according to the other shita, Rav Hidas, tzarech doesn't mean he's stuck. Tzarech means do what you could. So in the case of the asher mitzera, bring another one. In the case of the nozer memurat, just run the razor over his head. And likewise, in the case of a mitzvah who's missing a boyin yad, a boyin regal, the Gemara says he can just apply the dam and the shemen to the nearest location of the boyin yad. We learned that the dam of asham requires a double kabbalah. One is biyad, and that dam goes onto the mitzvah itself. And another part of the kabbalah is bekli, which ends up on the mizbeach. But the machlokes is regarding the sreif of the parvisur of Yom Kippur, and the ability of that parvisur to be mitameh b'gadim. According to Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon, this halacha applies to all the parim or se'irim which were done to replace missing ones, whereas according to Rabbanan, it only applies to the achron, hoyel v'gama b'kapara. Kol tov, tiyon hatzlacha rav.